Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day and the off season in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, what a day it was yesterday as the Marlins announced the biggest trade so far since the Starling Marte and Jesus Luzardo in the trade deadline, and acquired the biggest need in the Major League squad, catcher. They acquired Jacob Stallings from the Pittsburgh Pirates for Zach Thompson, Kyle Nicholas, and Connor Scott. And I have to say that this is just an A-plus trade for the Marlins. The Marlins get one of the top defensive catchers in baseball. And, you know, the catcher position is just something that the Marlins have been struggling with so much as of late. Jorge Faro is not the guy. He will probably get traded. The Padres are actually looking to trade for Jorge Alfaro. But this is a really great trade for Miami. It brings defensively and also helps the pitchers, as, you know, he will help guide the pitchers to games.
Now it's Stallings. The fly ball to left near the line. By the wall. And, oh, no way! Jacob Stallings just cleared the deck! Unbelievable! He's not a cheetah, he's a lion!
They do give up Zach Thompson, which he was really good last season. He had around over a 3 ERA. He started as a starter, went down to a spot starter, and then went down into the bullpen as a reliever. And he really thrived in that role. It looks like maybe in Pittsburgh, he'll probably be around a back-end starter for the Pirates. Connor Scott, though he was the first draft pick from the new Marlins regime back in 2018. And so far, he's not really developing as much as the Marlins would like. Hence why he was a part of this trade. It looks like maybe he was just thrown in there to sweeten the deal for the Pirates. Because I think Kyle Nicholas is probably this real centerpiece of that trade, really what the Pirates really want to get from Miami. But it's a great trade for the Marlins. They're not giving up guys like Max Meyer, Cleo Watson, Yuri Perez, guys like that. The Marlins have so much pitching depth and for prospects, and just to give up, you know, Kyle Nicholas, that they didn't give up. Zach Thompson was, you know, expendable, and then Connor Scott, they probably realized that they had to give up an extra person to get someone like Jacob Stallings, who also has 3 years of control. A-plus trade for Miami. But before that, over the weekend, they did sign Asvial Garcia to a four-year, over $50 million deal. I really do like that that signing. I think he brings a lot to the Marlins, especially the outfielders, which is something the Marlins also desperately need. He will give home runs, hopefully around 20 or so. But the Marlins Park is, you know, really pitcher friendly. But I still believe, you know, he has really raw power, and I think he will thrive for the Marlins. He strikes out a lot, but I think he'll probably go down, especially off of his walk rate. He is 30 years old, so he'll be around 34 by the time the contract is over. It's a decent move. It's not really something that will shock the system or the organization or even baseball, but it's a good first signing for the Marlins. They still have plenty to do. I think Chris Taylor should be a Marlin. I think that he would thrive with the Fish. Don Mattingly loves him. He has the ability to just play multiple positions, what the Marlins also need. He could be in the infield, he could be in the outfield. It's just something that will help Miami, because the Marlins do need to make another signing. I think they are out of Nicholas Castellanos, because Castellanos is Scott Boras' client. And Scott Boras has been giving all his clients major deals and asking for a lot of money, and most importantly, a lot of deals, a lot of years. And I don't think the Marlins want to give 8-9 years to Nicholas Castellanos. They probably want to be around Asvial Garcia about 4 years, maybe a fifth year. But I think that's a little out of range for Miami, so they probably settle on someone like Chris Taylor, hopefully. But it really just depends what the Marlins want to do.
They also need to get some relievers. I think they should go for Andrew Chafin or Joe Kelly. Rezio Iglesias would be nice, but it really depends on what salary or what contract they want to give him. But it's been crazy, especially in the NL East. When you look at the Mets, who just signed Max Scherzer, Starling Marte, Mark Canna, Eduardo Escobar. They are building something over there. Their pitching rotation is insane. When you first look at Jake DeGrom and Max Scherzer, that's something that any team wants to face. But yeah, I really look at their position players signing, which is going to be difficult for Miami really to go up against, especially Starling Marte, who also knows Miami. I think that those are good signings for the Mets, but I'm really happy with the Marlins to do. That Jacob Stallings trade really caught everyone off guard yesterday. Zach Thompson, really great player, great person, really came on strong this year, almost out of nowhere. Have a ERA 3.25. He's going to do well in Pittsburgh. Just the one that really can really bite Miami in the behind is Kyle Nicholas. He has the ability to be major league ready prospect in the coming years and be a starter. But I don't think it's going to really hinder too much in Miami. I think they're pleased to finally have their catcher, especially 3 years of control. Really good behind the mitt defensively. And that's kind of like how modern catchers are. They're not really the best at the plate, but behind it, they are starting to become really good, especially defensively. More defensive catchers than pure hitting. And that's kind of what Stallings is. He leaps and bounds better than Jorge Alfaro. And I think he's going to do really great. Just don't expect 20 home runs, 15 home runs. He had 8 this year, so anywhere probably under 10 is really well. We expect to see Jacob Stallings hit rap. But this is our A++ signing. I love it so much. Sandy's deal finally got official. 5 years, I believe $53 million, 56 in that range. I'm not really sure, but that's a really great signing. Most underrated signing in Major League Baseball. I think another year after a fifth year for around $21 million, a club option. Sandy, by the time that comes, he's just shown his potential as being a true ace. That is nothing when you look at, especially Max Scherzer, who's getting $43 million annual average value. And then you look at Sandy at that time, could just be $21 million. That's really great. That's insane. I love it. And also another big deal, Byron Buxton, who many thought was going to come to Miami in a potential trade, ends up signing a 7-year, $100 million contract with the Twins. Marlins were definitely not going to pay that to Byron Buxton, especially after you were going to have him for 1 year, and even that 1 year could just be 80 games, 70 games, who knows. But for the Twins, they have their guy, they have their star. That's what they want to do with Byron Buxton. But for Miami, trading for Jacob Stallings, signing Asvio Garcia, I don't think they're done yet. They're looking to trade Jorge Alfaro, and they do need relievers. Hopefully they could get someone like Raziel or Chafin or someone like that. But I'm happy with what they got. I'm pleased. I'm ecstatic. I have the biggest grin on my face right now. Everyone should be ecstatic and really confident in what the front office is doing. I think there are just better things to come because they still need maybe that one really hitter in the infield. Maybe like Chris Taylor, I think, is probably going to come to Miami. But with that being said, it's great to be a Marlins fan. So make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always, always go fish.